Greetings, strange humans, and welcome to another episode of the CJH podcast, where we talk movies, TV shows, rants, and more. Today we have a guest.
I'm Darcy. I'm new to this podcast. My knowledge is very limited, but I'm going to try my best to give some good opinions and all the good stuff.
Yes. So, what have you thought about the Star Wars movies so far?
Well, overall, I think they're an enjoyable experience. You know, it's a lot of money in a movie. It's a lot of money to go to the movies these days.
Yeah.
So usually you want a good story, which I feel like that is their kind of slacking.
Yeah, they're definitely slacking on the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, I can't say I won't watch them, but like it's just hard to get fully absorbed in them, like the old ones, the good ones.
Yeah, even the prequels seem really good.
They're starting to shine a little more now.
And now they got an Obi-Wan series coming out, and that should be good.
Oh, yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
I'd love
to see him come back.
Who was he again?
Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay. You're right on.
We've added some atmosphere to the podcast this time.
The wind,
the water.
The lights.
It's not just special effects this time. It's actual...
It's actual nature.
Yeah, actual nature.
We could die, possibly.
Yeah. I've been watching The Boys. It's a really good show.
I've been wanting to watch it, but I don't have Netflix or any fancy things like that.
It's Amazon Prime.
Another thing.
We don't talk about Netflix anymore.
Yep, that's a thing of the past.
Yeah, but...
It is time.
But it's about... not too far... it's these superheroes that are they're owned by corporations, and they basically do whatever they want because they got.
Do they have do the corporations tell them what to do, or are they just fund them?
Sometimes,
okay.
But mostly they just do whatever they want because. Who's gonna tell them not to, right? and then there's this group of people that go after them, and they end up killing one that's invisible.
Oh, okay.
Shoving a bomb up his arse.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but it's really crazy, the amount of gore.
It looks, just from the clips that I've seen, it's realistic, at least.
Oh, definitely.
Makes you think life can be pretty fucked up if someone's head can, explode like that, or if someone gets a bomb shoved up their ass.
Yeah.
I can only imagine if that would
happen. And they parody Justice League a lot.
They do. They got, the...
Wonder Woman type character, the Superman character, Aquaman.
And the Flash.
Even Flash, yeah.
So why do these people come and kill the boys?
But no, the boys are basically
are they
people
shit
that
disturbers?
No, they want justice for all the people that the superheroes have killed.
Oh, okay. That
so
makes sense.
They go after them with, guns and all that, and it's pretty cool. I don't want to get too into it without spoiling it. But it's definitely worth a watch.
Sounds it. I'm definitely going to try to get around to it at some point in my life.
I also played Red Dead recently. Red Dead 2. Really good game.
I mean, Rockstar has a
with making good games. Usually they're, average with their GTA stuff.
Yeah.
But some way, they actually pulled it off with this one... game, the story, the gameplay, the music. It's really captivating.
They really did a lot of little details. They care about every little thing in the environment. It makes it very realistic.
Yeah.
And I love games like that. You can do just crazy things outside the story.
Oh, yeah.
And
it is open world, so you can interact with NPCs, and they give you a story too, so it's really interactive like that.
Got a lot to it.
Yeah.
Another thing that I haven't played yet, but I've seen the gameplay, my friends have played it.
Yeah.
I love GTA 5.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing GTA 5 for a little bit.
Would you say Red Dead 2 is more...
Better.
Better, wow.
Better.
That's impressive.
Just story-wise and... Not the online, though.
Okay.
GTA Online is much better.
They put a lot of time into
it. Yeah.
But for the little details...
But for the details stuff. Of the story, yes. Red Dead is definitely up there.
That's something else. Yeah, I think I've seen it win, like, game of, like... Not just game of the year,
oh,
but
yeah,
like one
game
of the
best of the
games ever made or something.
It's probably different. Up there with like the Spider-Man game, too.
Probably.
Spider-Man game is really good, too.
So, I take it you played that?
I've played a little bit of it, actually.
Okay.
A friend of mine let me play for a little bit. And I've watched the gameplay for it, and like the story-wise, it's really good.
Would you say it's the best Spider-Man game yet?
Oh, by far.
By far? Wow.
Yeah, it takes... Everything that's good about the movies and just throws into one Spider-Man game.
That's good to hear. And, you know, the fact that it seems like they really got the open world well. The swing mechanics.
Oh, for sure, the swing mechanics, everything,
really
like...
Because, I mean, in what other place would Spider-Man be able to have a game? You can't just throw him out of the country.
Yeah, exactly.
To get around. That would be a little bit much.
No.
But that's one of the characters that really been getting, like,
yeah,
a lot more popularity the last couple years.
Oh, for sure. Especially with Tom Holland and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, once the Avengers kind of became a thing, it seems like everyone kind of forgot about Spider-Man, but just the last couple of years, he's been back on the map.
I feel like I'm more excited for Spider-Man going forward than the rest of the MCU.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mainly because, you know, COVID has kind of delayed everything, so it's like...
It really has.
But I'm also more excited for DC going forward.
I am, too. You know what? I don't dislike the DC movies as much as a lot of the critics seem to.
I'm really excited for the Snyder Cut. And,
What is that, anyways?
It's the director's cut of Justice League.
So are they going to have, like, a lot more content to it?
Well, it's going to be a 4-episode series. An hour each episode.
Okay.
You put them together and it becomes a movie.
Nice.
But
is it the exact same Justice
League? No, it's a completely different movie.
Really?
Yes.
Same actors, but different.
Same actor, different...
Holy shit.
...thing.
That's... I did not
it's,
know that.
It's because, Joss Whedon and Warner Brothers didn't want to do what Zack Snyder wanted to do.
Oh.
And they sabotaged the film.
Oh, wow.
Especially after his daughter passed. Wow. It was really tragic. And a lot of the Snyder fans have raised money for suicide prevention.
Okay.
All that. So it's a really good cause, too.
Absolutely.
Of course, you got the blue checks that are always criticizing Zack Snyder any chance they get.
I really like Zack Snyder's movies. Like,
yeah.
I find great styles to
yeah.
his movies, great, you know, all that. And you can tell stories, but I
yeah.
didn't know that he wasn't, like, he wasn't really behind the Justice League movie as much as I saw.
No, not the one that we saw.
Wow.
But I also like the Joker film that came out. That was really good.
Really
Todd
good.
Phillips directed that.
Saved the character from Jared Leto's...
Yes.
How would you describe that?
Bizarre?
Yeah. I think bizarre is a good word for it.
Yeah. Of course, we didn't see the full potential of him.
No. I think he's a good singer. I kind of like Jared Leto, but his Joker impression...
He looks better as Morbius, to be honest.
Okay.
He's going to be Morbius, the Spider-Man villain.
Hopefully he does a better job of that.
Yeah. And,
But, yeah, Joker was a really awesome movie. I thought that. Kind of.
Yeah. And the Batman, Robert Pattinson, that looks pretty good.
At first, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I think that's everyone, even with, like...
Just hearing the...
It's like Heath Ledger all over again. It's...
Yeah. Kind of like you can't top it, but I think... I mean, after seeing the trailer...
I like Ben Affleck. I thought he was a half-decent Batman.
Yeah. He was alright.
Yeah.
But maybe Robert Pattinson can actually pull off a really good Batman, which would surprise me.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe I'm too caught up on the fact, like, oh, he was a vampire way back then, and now he's the Batman. What is he going for?
Which is pretty much everyone, though.
It is a little. But, hey, hope for the best.
So this is the part of the podcast where we cut to a commercial and then we go back to the car studio.
Because it's cold.
Because it's cold. So, and cut.
Hey, this is Tiffany Pairway and I'm listening to CJ Podcast.
And we're back.
We are back.
Welcome.
Not outside this time.
Not outside. We're in the car studio. A new car studio.
mobile studio.
Mobile. So there's a new Gollum game.
Gollum?
Where you get to be Gollum.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The thing from Lord of the Rings.
Yes. When I saw that, I was like, what are you going to do? Like, stay in a cave the whole time?
Yeah, like, what would the gameplay be?
Yeah.
I thought the goat simulator was kind of weird and out there, yeah. But okay.
But apparently it's going to be open world, and yeah. It's going to take place across all the Lord of the Rings movies.
I would love... I mean, like, there has been open world Lord of the Rings games before. I think it's a cool idea. But, yeah, Gollum. So what do you do as Gollum?
I guess it's... that's what I was like. Wait, do you press A to eat a fish? But, I guess you're stealthy.
That makes sense. That could be a cool stealthy game if you can do Spider-Man like things.
Yeah,
on the walls.
Yeah.
Does he evolve?
I wonder if you tell riddles and all that.
Yeah. That would be interesting. Yeah, that could be some game mechanics. Yeah, adding.
Game puzzles and all that.
That would make sense. Yeah. But would there be combat? Does Gollum fight?
I don't know. I'm sure they would.
They gotta spice.
Yeah,
it up.
Yeah, they gotta spice it up a little bit.
Has there been any gameplay out yet, or
just the trailer? And you know, I usually hate it when they do that, unless it's story based, and then it's like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, if they make a good story.
Yeah, like Star Wars really does good story based trailers.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I don't know if you ever saw the Old Republic ones or the Squadron.
I think I've seen some of the cinematics. Yeah, they're pretty awesome looking.
Yeah. Better than the game itself.
Okay, yeah. The story is what people buy it for.
Yeah. But, But I would love, go back to Red Dead. Like, I would love a Lord of the Rings in the style of Red Dead, where you're on a horse, and you got dragons and orcs and everything.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great idea.
So it would be like a fantasy version of Red Dead.
Yeah.
Even though Red Dead already has, witches and... elements. Yeah, it has some fantasy elements. But it's kind of like Witcher. I don't know if you've ever played the Witcher games.
I know of the Witcher games. But that could be a great, kind of like a base to build off of. And then just turn it into Lord of the Rings with the cool stuff that they have. Like, the not just the One Ring.
Go to the Shire and go to Mordor.
Like, I'd love to see the Shire in a video game. Wouldn't that be cool, an open-world game, and you just stop by the Shire?
Oh, for sure.
Go on top of Mordor and, you know, the whole thing, really.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
It's not that easy. That would actually be a really cool open-world game.
Yeah.
Did you play Shadow of Mordor, any of those games?
I've wanted to. It's one of those... Isn't that open world?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best open world. Obviously, Red Dead 2 has very immersive open world. And Mordor, it's a pretty cool open world. There's not, cool caves to explore.
Is it, open world, but it's got a story element, so you have to stick with one area? You can't, go off. Kind of like Assassin's Creed, where it's you can't go off.
Oh, that's... Yep.
Yeah.
You have to defeat so many characters in a certain area before you can move forward to the second.
Yeah.
If I can remember it correctly. But it's a lot like the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah.
Combat.
Well, yeah. Arkham games. Well, even then, Arkham City, you could, move around, I guess.
It was actually really, an open world game?
Yeah, it was, a really open world game.
That's cool.
Where you could glide through the city and...
Oh, that would be fun.
Use your grappling hook and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
game.
I think I played Arkham City. I know I played Arkham Asylum.
It has a really good soundtrack, too.
I believe it. Yep. And I mean, the fighting elements are...
Mark Hamill as Joker is just...
Yeah, that was a great Joker impression.
It's funny because in the animated series, Joker never murders anyone.
Right, right.
And that's Mark Hamill or whatever. But in the Arkham games, he straight up murders people. So it's like,
yeah,
Mark Hamill finally gets his chance to be the real Joker.
A real psychotic serial killer. You can definitely play it well.
Yeah. Did you watch the Joker film?
The latest one.
Yeah.
I really liked that one.
What did you think of it? Like,
well, I mean, it didn't let me down, that's for sure. When I seen the first trailers like a year or two ago, I was like, is this actually a movie or is this just like a fan-made trailer? Like it didn't look very good to me when I seen the first trailer. But then as time progresses, like, okay, I can see this being a movie.
When I first saw the images of the Joker, I was like, well, that's stupid. He doesn't even look like Joker. He looks like Ronald McDonald. It's like, but then I was like, I watched the movie. I was like, oh shit, this is actually deep.
It's pretty good. Is they go right into the psychology of it. Yeah, like, it's not the coolest looking Joker. But
in the end, it's like you don't even know if it's the real Joker,
right?
And you don't even know if it's his actual story.
Because it could be anybody just going through a really bad life.
Yeah, but it could also be like one of Joker's many stories.
That's true.
Because he tells a multiple choice, you know, origin story.
Okay.
Usually.
Is Joker a type of character that, like, doesn't particularly
know
his past?
He's so insane that he doesn't know his past.
He's making it all up.
And there's, apparently in the comics, there's three different Jokers.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Different universes? Or all the same?
Probably, because DC is very multiverse.
They are, with that.
But
it could also be three different personalities. But
three different. Because I know one fell in the vat of acid. And that's,
that's the classic Joker.
That's the classic Joker story. But the other ones, he's a failed comic. And
it's not so much a vat of acid, it's more psychological damage the world can fuck you up.
And then the other one, you know, the Nolanverse,
he's a crime lord, right? And he had daddy issues. There was a lot, I think. Psychological things, too.
He put scars on his face and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Both of those Jokers were amazing.
Batman has a lot of really good villains.
He does.
Like even Riddler, Mr. Freeze. They haven't been done justice in, like, movie-wise.
Not yet.
No.
In games,
but
I
would really love, like, a Joker-esque Mr. Freeze movie. That would be really good. Because you could dive into that story element.
You know, that's a thing, too. Like, I know Joker is very popular, and it's easy for people to get, like, very entranced in his character. But if they did that with some of the other villains that are, you know, Batman has a lot of cool villains compared to some other superheroes.
Yeah.
As much as I like Superman, boring villains.
He's on par with Spider-Man's villains.
He's got a few cool ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, Batman kind of takes the cake for some of the really interesting ones.
Because Spider-Man, I don't know, his best villains is probably Doc Ock.
I think Spider-Man has some really cool villains too. Like, I always compare.
Green Goblin is kind of a Joker ripoff.
I would think that would be the Joker for Spider-Man.
He can be an interesting character when he's just Norman Osborn.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know,
not as much depth to him.
He laughs like the Joker, and even his design is kind of like the Joker, only green.
The greenish big smile, or, you know, goblin like.
Even the same colors,
they do, the purple and the green. But the goblin's got a flying device and superhuman abilities.
Yeah. I would like to see Matthew McConaughey as Green Goblin.
Matthew McConaughey.
Or as Norman Osborn.
Yeah. If I'm thinking the right actor, I think that.
Yeah. All right. That guy, yeah. But yeah. He was in a good movie, Interstellar. I watched that.
Oh, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, to be honest, I did think it was a good movie, but maybe I just need to watch it a few more times.
That's usually what happens with Nolan's movies.
Yeah,
you have to watch.
You appreciate them over time. Was it
not just the Batman movies, but like his Inception.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Even his new movie, Tenet, where everything's backwards.
Oh, can you explain about that?
What's like, that about? There's a fight scene that's literally in backwards in time.
Just so time it's like reverse. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like time travel. Stuff One hasn't happened. Like a bullet. There's a bullet hole, but the bullet hasn't hit yet.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I can imagine that's one of those brainbuster movies.
Oh, yeah.
You can go pretty deep with his movies. And yeah. I found Interstellar was pretty interesting concept. Cause yeah. Did they go into, like, the fifth dimension?
A black hole. Yeah, and then there was fifth dimension or whatever.
There was some time travel involved, I think. But
yeah.
One of those movies that makes you think, I think those are the ones that I find, you know, they really,
yeah.
They last for a lot of time. One of some of my favorite movies.
Even, like, going back to the whole Zack Snyder, he makes you think.
He does.
With his films.
I'm trying to think of the one, like, there was a couple
even
that I really
like Watchmen.
Yeah, that was
the 300.
300
was awesome. The Sucker Punch.
Yeah, I like that one, too. That had a nice plot twist at the end. Or
yeah.
Real, get your brain going. It's a real thrill ride.
Yeah.
I like Zack as a. So why do people not like Zack's movies?
I have no clue. If I can, if someone tell in the comments like the reason, I have no idea.
Let
like,
me guess. Toxic masculinity.
Probably, but
like that.
They're just jealous of Zack Snyder and his. I don't know.
Maybe the way he does his movies.
Yeah.
Some people just don't like
some. Yeah. Some
movies.
People don't like the dark and gritty.
That's true.
But yep. You know. I get, like, as an Elseworld, it can work, I think. You can still have the light and light DC. I don't think Batman works in light. Like
Not too much.
No.
Like, I feel Spider-Man's kind of a very light.
Yeah.
Kind of,
Spider-Man light-ish. Can work as a dark character.
And work pretty well, I
think. Yeah, especially when you got the Venom symbiote.
Yeah.
He used, because it warps his emotions and it makes him... He doesn't go,
not
now
as...
dig on this.
Yeah, not as fun of a character, but very...
But,
I think Spider-Man is one of those characters that can do both
gritty
and
because definitely the Kraven stories, Kraven the Hunter, those were really dark stories.
Oh, yeah.
And like, even like going back to the Green Lantern... Green Lantern.
What a mess.
What a mess of a movie. Yeah. Green... Goblin.
Mm.
Like, he's done some serious damage to Spider-Man, too.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty fucked up, that character.
Yeah.
Be one of those darker stories if they dive into that.
Yeah.
But what were we just saying? Like, Batman, you can't really have him as, like, a...
A light character, like...
There's not much bright about Batman.
Like, they changed... They wanted to be more serious in the 80s. After, because everyone's view on Batman was like the Adam West, Biff, Bang, Pow, you know, Batman.
The classical.
Yeah, stuff. The classic Batman. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you
back
know.
Back in the day, it was cool
it,
Batman.
Yeah.
But, it wouldn't
but everyone that read those comics or whatever grew up.
They did.
And they wanted a serious, you know, killing
serious
joke.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller.
Right.
Story.
Yep. Frank Miller has some pretty good stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what they kind of needed, because, like, you know, they want... a character like Batman, how would he fit into the real world?
That's
where it gets dark.
Yeah, and that's why I'm, like, a little bit interested in this Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be, almost like the Joker movie, gonna be dark, gritty, it's gonna tap into his psychological...
Yeah, be kind of
because,
realistic.
Because, you know, yeah, realistic, it's...
Mm.
And that movie's...
It's not always all that
yeah.
nice and bright and light and fun.
Yeah, and they've made the Riddler almost like a Jigsaw...
Oh, no way.
...type of character, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, where he leaves riddles and all that, but he's, like, killing...
He doesn't chop up people's bodies.
He does.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's wild.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, I could see that, you know, they do that in real life. They may have chopped up fingers to the president or something crazy like that.
Yeah. They did that in the show The Gotham. They kind of made him a serial killer. And that was a good take on it instead of the
you know. Yeah, someone that just goes around leaving
goofy clues. Yeah, Riddler, that's like,
I mean, like, when you're
kind of a joke.
Yeah. If you're going around breaking the law, stealing thousands of dollars, you better be fucking, like, hard to the bone.
Yeah. Especially if you're going up against Batman.
Totally.
Yeah.
Batman would fucking flatten him in the real world.
Yeah. So you'd have to outsmart Batman, basically.
Very smart. Conniving, what's the word?
Yeah.
Malevolence.
The only thing is, you have to find a bunch of Riddler trophies across the city.
Imagine.
Just like the Arkham games.
Now that would make someone go batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no.
Or you got to the Arkham Knight game and you had to do...
Don't tell me there's still Riddler trophies.
Oh, yeah.
What was in this one?
Batmobile. Oh, yeah. And, like, it's almost impossible to beat them. I can imagine.
Quick question about that. Is the Batmobile in that game, is it actually fun to drive? It's not like a GTA vehicle, is it? Is it, like, on the rails?
It's kind of fun, but kind of becomes a chore. Because it's, like, every...
They could do better, maybe.
Yeah, they could do better, and you should... Like, I would rather them give a choice... Instead of like, you have to have the Batmobile.
Yeah. Batman can function on his own. He's got grapple guns. He can get around.
I do like the idea that there's skins, so you can have the Tumblr Batman.
Tumblr Batman.
The Nolan's.
Oh.
You can have
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. The Tumblr. Yes.
And you can have the Ben Affleck Batmobile.
Right on.
And the costumes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get a little variety in there, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, that's the one thing, as much as I love those games, I think they're really great games, really well done. I would love an open-world Batman game where you can just get in the Batmobile and drive through buildings.
That's kind of like Arkham City and Arkham Knight, kind of.
Are the streets big enough to, like, do a U-turn on?
Yeah.
Okay, geez, I didn't play that game, I don't think. Which one?
It was kind of a disappointment compared to the other ones. But it works, I guess.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
They
and it's always fun to use the grappling hook as Batman. That's like...
Absolutely. Makes you wish you could do this stuff in real life.
Yeah. You're like, the physics would just flatten Batman.
Probably. Yeah. The real world is weird like that.
It's like in the comics where Joker says, I am surprised he didn't break his neck the first time he jumped off a building.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
funny.
Yeah. But yeah.
So the Snyder Cut, when does that come out?
Next year. So it's going to be difficult because HBO Max, Canada doesn't have HBO Max. So it'll probably be on Crave TV or something like that.
Right. Oh, like for free?
You have to pay for Crave TV,
right, yep. I forgot that. I've had it free for, like, Christmas time, and I thought, oh, look at this, I got my own TV service. Then it's like, well, I kind of want Netflix, but then...
Then that happened, yeah.
Now I just want an Android box or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to have.
I have Disney Plus.
Is that good? They seem to have a lot on it.
Good for some things, nostalgia mostly.
Oh,
The Mandalorian... is really good.
I really want to see that. And that's only a Disney Plus, right? Well, maybe that's what I'll go with. Because I've been thinking about getting that. I mean, first I got to get money.
Yeah. And, or you could just, you know, if you have someone that has an account, just share.
Share the account?
That's cool.
That's cool. I got to get caught up on these things if I'm actually going to be relevant to these conversations, you know? Like, I'm giving my input, but
it's always good. Oh, yeah, for sure. You're adding a lot to the conversation, and it helps.
These things do intrigue me. I just gotta know my facts, for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Everyone's very caught up on the facts these days, it
seems. Yes. So, I don't know if you got any topics you want to talk about.
Oh, geez. All my topics
Jesus.
Are just depressing.
Depressing.
COVID,
political.
Yeah, okay. The world. What's gonna happen next?
That would be a topic for conspiracy hour, but
we should do something like that. Would you do a conspiracy podcast? Because I might be able to add some cool things in that.
I have a conspiracy hour thing.
Nope.
Yeah, I have it planned. I don't know, maybe here and there with certain guests, but
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah. If I could add one thing really quick.
The Sasquatch.
Something to talk about, yeah.
Yeah.
Sasquatch. You believe in them?
I think there's an animal out there.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean,
whether or not it's a big giant ape is a...
Or just someone decided, fuck humanity, fuck civilization, yeah. I'm going to go live in the woods, and they lived to be 200 years old, and they literally evolved into an
ape. And they didn't shave. And
the whole time.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing with life. Fuck this world with its COVID restrictions. I'm going to go become Sasquatch. That's my plan.
Yeah.
But something that's just recently been on my mind, I don't know why, because I used to be really into it. I used to be into UFOs and aliens.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, I lost interest over the last couple years. Then the government was like,
and then what happened?
Real.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like 2020 happened.
So
all the government is like, aliens are real.
Nobody
cared.
But I think that's what they planned because they know that
everyone tried to storm Area 51.
They did.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're right. Just before 2020 happened, yeah. they did that. And then the
maybe that's why COVID happened.
Oh, no. We released an alien bacteria.
Yeah.
But you know what? That could be something to talk about in conspiracy theory. Like, just what is COVID?
What is COVID? Is it from another planet? Is it from a lab?
Is it just a political thing? Oh,
Who knows? Like,
how deep does the rabbit hole go?
Is it from the dinosaurs? Like,
we've been digging up a lot of fossils recently.
Oh yeah, apparently Spinosaurus is now a river dinosaur.
Yeah,
so it's like.
Didn't they say he's four-legged now? But, they don't even have him walking on two anymore.
He doesn't go on land, apparently.
Wow.
He was a swimming dinosaur.
You know, it makes sense with the big fin on that.
Yeah, the big fin,
yeah. That's believable. And the crocodile,
Yeah, exactly.
It would make sense. But, I mean,
he probably went on land to maybe, like, lay some eggs or something.
Yeah, crocodiles do that. I'm sure that he... You know, rumbled through the jungle, or run through the jungle a few times.
Yeah. I don't think he went up against T-Rex.
That's what I was about to ask you. Who would win in a fight? Who do you think?
Well, in Jurassic Park,
they
kind of effed that up. The T-Rex lost.
Personally, I think even though they got short arms, I do think T-Rex has some advantage.
I think it has a stronger jaw.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That thing would probably break.
Because Spinosaurus is more for fish.
Yes, and I mean... Sure, if you live in the water, you can be physically strong. It takes a lot of physical activity to move through the water. But, like, the jaw is
at crocodiles, they're...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fuck with a crocodile.
Exactly, you wouldn't want to put your hand in there.
No, but I mean, like, put it up against a lion, a lion's going to win.
Exactly.
It's So I think a T-Rex would kick a Spinosaurus ass.
Oh, for sure.
That's my opinion.
There's also a theory that they were big chickens. T-Rexes?
Yeah, I've heard of that theory, that the dinosaurs are feathered.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did find some
fossil for sure.
Feathers, but I think those are a lot of the smaller ones.
Yes.
Which I could believe. And maybe even
And maybe down the road, they eventually evolved into that.
Into chickens. But can you imagine a 50-foot chicken?
No,
How big would those feathers be? It's just not, just for the environment. Like, what if it runs into a fire?
Yeah. I've also heard the theory that, like, raptors or whatever were crows. Like, they became crows.
I could maybe believe that.
Because they're very smart.
Yeah, they are. Crows are smarter than a lot of the people I know.
Yeah.
I have major respect for crows. And the idea that raptors evolved in them, I like that idea personally.
Yeah.
It could make a lot of sense. Even the way they walk, you know, birds are kind of like little dinosaurs as is.
Yeah. It's funny, a lot of things that evolved, they evolved to be smaller.
It is.
Yeah.
That's weird. Even humans, like...
Yeah. We went the opposite. We were smaller, and we became taller.
If we came from apes, which is, you know,
that's
pretty accepted.
That's the theory, yeah.
But you're right.
But there are, like, a subspecies of hobbits.
Oh,
there
is
actually
that
true? Is, yeah.
You know what? I think I might remember maybe reading, like, I don't know a whole lot about
they
it.
They used to be nicknamed hobbits because that was the easiest thing to remember because...
Makes sense. So many things I could get into.
Yes.
But, oh, this is really interesting.
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever heard of the giant skeletons they found?
I've heard of, like, the giants.
Yeah, like, yeah. Do you believe in that?
I don't know. It's possible, like...
I think it's possible. I mean, like... I don't want to accept anything.
They could have been apes, too.
Yeah,
like,
there were giant, like, 12-foot, I can't remember, Gigantopithecus or something. Big ape that would, you know, way bigger than a gorilla.
Like, we were saying, like, the Sasquatch. It's possible the Sasquatch existed back in dinosaur ages.
Very well. Yeah, it could have very well, you know, because I think Sasquatch is, from what people say, it seems to be like an ape that's more human-like, so it kind of... It's more dependent on its legs than its arms.
Yeah.
But it can still probably climb trees. It's probably the best of both worlds.
And the sharks, well, they've been around forever.
And they haven't changed. Have they changed?
They've gotten smaller.
They have. Everything's gotten smaller. Strange.
Even rats and bugs were, like, huge.
They were, yeah. There used to be, like, giant dragonflies, 6-foot-long centipedes. Scary times.
Imagine, like, a giant spider, like...
The no
Lord
thanks.
Of the Rings.
I don't want to imagine.
That's the one thing, no.
Oh, but, you know, that stuff did exist.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, like, how big would we be back then?
Yeah.
If we existed. Because some people believe that humans existed alongside dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know.
Maybe there was, like, a gap. Yeah. Like, say, I don't think all the dinosaurs died at once.
No, I don't think so either.
So maybe between the eras,
a very specific time.
Yeah, the very specific time. Maybe there was one or two dinosaurs that just existed, and humans maybe wiped them out.
Possibly.
You know, for food.
Yeah. I don't think any.
But I think they would be more smaller dinosaurs.
Oh, probably
because they can avoid the the big asteroids and all that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be as affected by.
And that's kind of why I think birds still are kind of the ancestors of dinosaurs.
They would make sense, they.
Because they were smaller and they could have escaped.
Yeah, and usually evolution happens so that you learn to adapt to it, like a problem.
Yes, exactly.
Big rock comes and fucks up your world. Well, we survive by being smaller and learning how to fly, maybe, and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I mean, at us humans looking at dinosaurs, I personally think, like, what the fuck were you doing? Getting so small like that.
Yeah.
You used to be the rulers of this earth. What did you do? Yeah. You're our fucking pets.
Yeah. It's like crazy.
But evolution is crazy like that, you're right.
Yeah.
So when's the fake alien invasion?
The fake alien invasion.
That?
Oh, yeah, they'll pull
the
that off. Now that they've already confirmed that aliens exist, it's a...
Do you think they did it specifically during 2020 so that nobody would care because everyone's so caught up in everything else?
It's possible.
Yeah, maybe they were, like, trying to seed it in, like,
oh, hey, aliens exist. Sasquatch exists. It's like...
That'll be the next thing.
Oh, nobody cares because they're too worried about...
They're worried about you people taking over and turning us into, like, a communist nation or something.
And,
I don't know.
And everyone that already knew, it's like, oh, we already knew aliens exist.
Yeah,
who cares?
No big surprise. I've seen that video years ago. That's not... Yeah. I don't think that's unless it was a very similar alien video, but... Yeah.
With the Area 51... With interview with the alien. Oh, yeah, I think that was fake.
Oh,
honestly,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very well made, but...
Yeah, very well. Yeah.
But that video that they just released, like, look, the Pentagon released the alien.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
That's old news. But,
yeah. And UFOs, they, like, some of them could just be comments and,
Yeah, some of them could be, like, misinterpretations, people seeing things that...
But a lot of them are like, oh, well, that doesn't seem natural.
Because, I mean, I've even seen videos where it's like...
They just swoop and they... But also, we underestimate the military, too.
We do. We don't know how advanced their technology is.
We could be creating, like, things. There's the other theory is that aliens are actually humans from the future.
Yes, I was just thinking that. You know, with that, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, our technology gets so advanced, we time travel.
Yeah. Well, even if we don't time travel, we go through a wormhole and,
yeah,
you know, go back in time that way. But then you kind of dabble into that too much, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, what makes sense anymore?
Yeah, you got...
There's possibilities,
yeah,
though.
It's definitely possible to, like, I don't know, imagine it.
For sure.
Obviously, well, you tell how fucked up 2020 is. Maybe somebody went back in time and fucked up. So, yeah.
Blame it on the time travelers.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's a good point, because, you know, I never would have imagined 2020 could be this bad.
Yeah.
Look at it. It just keeps blowing my mind every day.
Yeah, it's like we got asteroids gonna collapse on
that'll
the thing.
Next thing.
Yeah, we got...
new level extinction event.
The celebrities dying here and there, and it's
that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year.
Yeah.
Never know what's coming next. I mean, even
we got murder hornets that came and then disappeared.
I was kind of worried about them. Yeah. They were.
And then we had a plague. Someone announced
a plague inside of the plague
in China. There was another plague.
Was, yeah.
And then nobody talked about it ever again.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
What a year. You can almost you can't be too surprised by what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I feel even like where we live, there's been a lot of weird stuff going around. Well, there's been some tragic events. I don't want to say weird things, but just like every other year, there's always like one or two weird things that happen around here. But this year, it's just like, bam, there's like 20 different tragedies that are just like newsworthy and just like, I was not expecting that. It's, it makes you think the energies of the universe are really, the gods are angry.
Yeah, and who knows, like, maybe, you know, 2012 really was the end of the world, and, you know.
This is the outcome.
Yeah, this is the outcome.
Because, I mean, the world's a pretty big place. You can't end it at just snapping fingers in 1 year.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It's gradually. But,
I'm talking about a lot in this podcast, but I just wanted to mention, too, like, this is a personal thing. I've always been very into science all my life growing up, but 2020 completely flipped me on my ass where it's like, I'm getting religious. Why am I getting religious?
Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
Why am I believing the Bible now?
Oh, Jesus. God. This is a little controversial. I think the Bible is based in science, and maybe that's why, I know it's a little bit crazy, but, like, what if the Great Flood actually happened, and it was actually just a flood?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with God or anything.
It's possible. Nature's done some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, obviously people are going to take
obviously this is going to be a little bit controversial.
It may be.
But, you know, to dab into it a little bit. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about offence, isn't it? When people say they're offended, it's that just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right.
But, like, I could see some crazy person, like, building an ark.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Like...
I could, too.
Like, or... Like, I don't know. It's hard to talk about this without... Yeah. Without being controversial.
Yeah.
Like, what if Adam and Eve... are just apes.
Figures, yeah. Like, they could represent something. Like, because when you look at that story, it's very philosophical in the sense, the Garden of Eden was this perfect place. And even, it kind of relates to Pandora's box. Once you eat the forbidden fruit, there's no going back. What did humans do? We fucked up so much. Like, there was probably a time where there was absolute peace and tranquility. There was no weapons. There was no reason to kill each other.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all herbivores. Who knows?
Yeah.
But...
It's possible the garden eat, like we were saying, dinosaurs. Maybe dinosaurs were, that was the period between, you know, the dinosaur age and the human age.
That's true. Maybe that's where humans came into to existence.
But for me, I do believe in science more. So for me, like if I was to look at the Bible, I look at it through a scientific view.
Yeah.
So
that's what I've been trying to do. Like, as I've been trying to like just see what plays out. It's like, oh, the Bible predicted this. Yeah. Well, it kind of matches up with this event that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'm ever going to believe... some
things
word.
Are, like, a little bit out there, and that's a little bit controversial as well, but, like, making water into wine, I'm like, nah, come on, guys. Walking on water, come on, guys. But,
no offense to anybody that believes in that,
Yeah.
It could represent something, though.
Yeah.
I believe what you said, like, there's a lot of science in the Bible. Or,
yeah.
Or the people that written these things...
Or they actually believe these things, and they're just stories
it's
passed down. Yeah, old science.
It makes sense, because I find it weird, like, how some things are, like, Nostradamus, he predicted.
Yeah, exactly,
so
you
things.
Look at that guy, and
didn't
it's
he
like...
predict 9/11?
He did, he predicted 9/11, or some event
that
like 9/11?
Yeah, like, it's not like he said, the World Trade Centers are going to fall on this day. It's just relative an event. Because
it
makes you think. Can you predict what's going to happen? Like, how smart do you got to be to figure it all out?
Yeah. And you look at, like, the Bible obviously isn't the only religion, too. You got, like, Greek mythology, too.
Yep.
And that's just stories passed down from generation. Yeah.
And they're all, you know what, I don't want to claim like, I know a whole
like,
lot.
So, yeah, we don't want to dabble into, like, if you're listening and you're a little bit offended, well, boo-hoo. But
really
that's how we are at CJH Podcast. We don't care if
we
offend.
We don't care.
But
we gotta have conversation.
We're having conversation, and we're trying to
try to be equal grounds about
everything.
Accepting, not open-minded, not close-minded. Okay, I don't want to make this political, but
you
got to keep speech going. You can't shut down speech. Even if it offends you or bothers you,
you
got to be willing to go into uncomfortable situations. Because
not too uncomfortable, because there's some YouTubers out there, not naming any names, don't defend that movie. we know who you are. You're nasty, and you should be locked up.
Yeah. But, if you ever show your face around here, we're coming for you. You won't have a face. We're done.
Yeah. But
crazy.
But yeah.
Being open-minded is
a good thing.
Mind.
Yeah.
My God, we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we talked a lot.
It went from movies to...
movies and conspiracies.
Conspiracies,
and
religion,
then a little
plagues,
bit of religion, science.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
We went deep.
Wow.
We got to save some for next time.
Oh, for sure. Which isn't too hard. There's always news.
There's always stuff
for,
happening.
Like, movies and TV shows and all
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, with me, I get caught up on all the depressing stuff, like what's happening.
And the conspiracies, and
But it's good to talk about it.
Have
opinions. Not just be told what to think about it.
Yeah.
Here's this movie. We're going to give this much of a rating, and you need to feel the same way.
Well, it was Last of Us 2. It's like, you have to like this game.
Yeah, wasn't
game.
That built up to be a really good game?
Yeah, and then it was like, shit, and I was like...
Who likes it?
The people that, I don't know, crazy people.
Really crazy people. I think that fella that we were talking about.
Neil Cuckman? No.
The guy that,
that's not even his name. Oh,
that game too?
I think so.
I think that was in his video.
Oh, God.
Not to make things too
controversial. Not to talk about that guy because he's...
He doesn't deserve an audience.
Yeah, exactly. He's...
He's digging his own grave.
Yeah. Like, so yeah. Well, so here's the end of the podcast, I suppose.
Closing comments.
Closing comments. What do you think?
Got my brain going.
Yeah.
Made me think about a lot of things.
For sure.
Also has me interested in some things too. Like, gave me some good recommendations. Even like. Off the podcast.
Yeah,
the
boys.
You
know.
Cause, like, just again, for those that don't know, I'm
pretty
culturally not up to date.
Yeah.
I'm kind of living in the cave.
Cave
Stone Age is pretty much.
But that's kind of what happens to COVID anyway. COVID caused all that. But yeah. We did talk a little bit of the touchy subjects. So
that's
if
okay,
you
right?
are like, generally upset about that, like, leave a comment. It's okay. We'll listen to you. Constructive criticism is good. Don't be like, I hate you. I hate the CJ. fuck you. Dislike.
You said the wrong words. You said never the... see past those words.
I canceled. Yeah, but
get out of here. You don't need that kind of audience.
You don't need that kind of audience. We're here for conversation. We're, you know, things like this, they sometimes they need to be talked about, and sometimes they...
Absolutely.
They're just thoughts.
Yep.
But that was the end of the podcast, and we'll end with some music.
Sure thing. Until next time,
Until next time.
You do the outro.
We'll see you in the next one.
It's a cheery wee song called Everything Died. I used to like Star Wars. Kathy arrived. JJ told no story to tell. They just let it die. And I liked Doctor Who since I was five. The Doctor is woke. The program's a joke. It seems to have died. And everything died. Everything died. Just turn around for a minute. Everything died. Oh, I used to like Star Trek. It's gone the same. Foisted Picard on his own guitar. It's all dead. Turn around for a minute and everything died. Everything died. Everything died. Close my eyes for a second and everything in your politics.